Zadání 2.
TypeScript 11.
Too much homework. Loads of classwork. Not enough time. It can be tough for everyone at school. But in Zambia, it can be very tough. Zambia used to be called Northern Rhodesia. It got its new name in 1964, when the British left and the country won its independence. 9 million people live there. Zambia is a poor country, and the average life expectancy is only 38 years old. Even though they live in difficult conditions, the children of Zambia want to learn and educate themselves. 78% of the population can read and write, which is quite a high figure in the circumstances. It's obvious that one cannot compare schools in Europe with Zambia. Like everywhere, children want to go to school. Very often, the school is quite far. Very often, the school is quite far away, 5 or even more kilometres, and they go on foot, sometimes without shoes. They are lucky if the school is made of bricks. More often it's made from clay. Again, they are lucky if they have a chair. Often they have to sit on the floor. Frequently, children go to school without any food. Most of them eat only once or twice a day, if they find a mango tree on their way, for example. In this time of computers in the West, students in many parts of Zambia have only a pencil and an exercise book. The situation is a little different in a town or city where some parents work. Living in a town, they must have shoes. Otherwise, it's hard to be accepted by other folk. I was sad when, one day, I saw some children hanging around, not going to school. "Why?" I asked. "We have no money, and our parents haven't got jobs," they said. "And how much the schooling cost?" I asked. "About 3,000 to 4,000 kwacha, which is about $1. I helped them then, but how often will I be able to?" I'd like to ask you, how would you feel about going to school on an empty stomach? My dream is to be able to organise lunches for all the children in our parish of St Mary's, so that they'll be able to eat as much as they like. When I was teaching in a secondary school in Luvungu, in the north of Zambia, I remember a particular Good Friday. It's a special religious time for us when, traditionally, we fast. I was going to ask the pupils from the school to fast with us. However, I quickly changed my mind because I understood that those pupils had no choice but to fast every day. So I'd like to remind you that you are lucky not to be born in Zambia, and it is the same in many other parts of Africa too. Now, maybe you can see the difference between their situation and yours. Maybe your school life isn't so bad after all.